Have you got your midnight power?
Moving like wolves in the back. I want a piece of this rap. Getting mission of bringing it back. I'm on to bridging the gap. Yo, lost in the garden of Eden. Now that we've got what it takes. Chasing the dream by the beach. You and I, we're about to take it over. Living like this is day one. You just came out of your shell. Be kind to you cause it pays out. Why so much hate on your plate? It's true that it's never too late. But you've got work to do now. What's with the rage on my ear? I've been keeping the dark and insanity. Sosa, Sosa. Yeah, moving like wolves in a pack. All want a piece of this rap game. Mission of bringing it back. I'm on to bridging the gap. Yeah, lost in the garden of Eden. Now that we've got what it takes. Chasing the dream by the beach, you and I were about to take it over. Living like this is day one, one. You just came out of your shell. Be kind to you cause it pays out. Want so much hate on your plate. It's true that it's never too late now. But you've got work to do now. What's with the rage on my ear? I've been keeping the dark and inside. Sosa, Sosa.
But you don't.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20-20. Catch up, yeah, catch that one. I get eat, son.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
Welcome to a cloudy Lethal Refresh.
It is a cloudy day.
Some drizzle.
Yeah. And where is this Lethal Refresh sitting? Where are we broadcasting from?
Well, UBC broadcasts from the occupied Musqueam territory that is known as the region of Vancouver, named after a big old loser named George Vancouver. UBC specifically rests on the traditional territory of the Hunkelmeanom-speaking Musqueam Nation, and UBC is adjacent to the Musqueam Indian Band Reserve. And we broadcast all the way out to the traditional stolen and occupied territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in this region. Damn.
I can't believe there's a guy named George Vancouver. That's like a crazy name.
Yeah, big old loser. There's a statue of him in Gastown. Oh.
Just as a last name, that's like so funny to me. But I guess he didn't know that.
Yeah, like, he had no idea.
Yeah.
What it would become.
Yeah. How are we doing, crew?
Sleepy.
For once, I'm the rested one.
Nice.
That's not usually the case.
Yeah. Kind of low-key same here. Was not expecting to be as well-rested as I am. But it is very sleepy today. When I woke up and there was all the fog on the, on the hills, and
the
you can see
banks of cloud.
Yeah, when there's like the trees and they're like slowly drifting in the fog.
For me, I felt like ridiculously privileged this morning because I got myself up at like 11 to be out of the house by 12, and it felt like the same feeling you would get in the mornings, like before school, like waking up at like 6 or 7, and then the same like grogginess. And I was like, it's 11, and I'm feeling this way. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Fair.
As Garfield would say, Mondays. Am I right, folks?
Where's my lasagna?
Yeah. Who we got on Lethal today? We got me, Ewan, from I Love You Hour.
We got Steph, as in Stephanie.
We got big old D-Dog, Danny, from D-Dog. Unseated ooh, Airwaves.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Whoa. We got the top talent here to refresh you. And we got some tracks that we selected from this week. There's
Let's
a lot
get
of
right
things happening.
Into the tracks.
How are we feeling about this week in music? We got that new FKA Twigs, which people seem to... When I was in Seattle this weekend, people seem to be really digging that. At least that's what I got.
Every fact I learned about FKA Twigs, I'm always really surprised.
Yeah.
Mostly like exes. I'm always like, what?
Really?
That happened?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Shoot.
There's, my issue right now is I cannot remember who it was, but I think I saw one of those articles. It was saying FKA Twigs used to date so-and-so, and I was like, that somehow doesn't feel right, but I guess it happened.
Mm-hmm. Maddie Healy and Shia LaBeouf, but those were, like,
Shia
bad
LaBeouf.
And terrible, and, like, things
happened. Wow.
But it's still just, like, it's a wild.
Yeah, relationships are interesting, especially looking back on it, you're like, oh, wow.
And it's, like, Twigs. Like, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the times are definitely different. Okay, so first track, maybe we can start on. We're going to start slow to match the foggy morning. Do you guys like Masakatsu Tagaki? Do you guys know that artist at all?
I imagine I will if Ewan's bumping it.
I don't think I've heard them before, but I'm interested.
They're really nice. I love, they do a lot of like ambient-y soundtrack works. If you've ever seen the movie Wolf Children, they did the soundtrack for Wolf Children.
I think I have listened to this artist before, just a little bit.
Yeah, it's super calming, super good morning music, and they release like so much. But this is from their they've been releasing a lot of singles the past couple years, or the past year or so, and this is one of their many. Marginalia number 178. So I think we should do that. And then after that, we have another kind of sleepy, nice little track called Cowboy Lingo from Songs Ohio, rest in peace. This is a studio track that was, a live track from the Netherlands that is really good. And I've been digging this one a lot. So we'll do those and come to you guys later.
Let's enjoy. Kick it off.
blank question to have so much to pretend. Ourselves not so against, though overtaken, and this will survive, survive the against the smell of rope. Your pulleys sink. There are fewer greater losses now. We have our effect. We have our ransom, and this will survive. My lion, I miss my lion. I had it all. He's already. He's already here. I had it all, and still I smell of hope. Through measuring, there are fewer greater former ghosts. And we have our effect, and we have our ransom, and this will survive. Survive a mouse.
Welcome back.
Meow.
Hello. Shoff tomorrow. Thinking about that.
Oh my gosh. Shoff is tomorrow.
We're going to relay the tracks first. Oh,
wow. If you're a Shoff head, get ready.
Get Shofty.
Yeah. You just heard two.
Sorry.
Very calm. No, that was awesome. You just heard two very calm, lovely songs. One of them being Marginalia, Number 178 from Masakatsu Tagaki. And then you heard Cowboy Lingo from Songs of Ohio, a.k.a. Jason Molina, from a recently released live track from the Netherlands. I love his voice. My dad plays a lot of Jason Molina, so it's a very familiar voice. Very sad that he's not here with us, but it's okay.
We have his music.
Don't want to bring it down. We were talking about... Andy Schaaf. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited, but I'm worried I won't be able to make it.
Are you both going? We'll see.
Yeah.
Why won't you be able to make it?
Well, because my show is tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
I have a friend who wants to play live in the studio, but there.
Yes.
And that takes a whole setup and teardown, plus getting to the venue. So we will see. But also, they are like, can we move it to next week? So if it gets moved to next week, I'll just do my show and then head off to Schaaffland.
I would jump on moving it to next week if you want to make it to Schaaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared of exams. Guys, that's exams true. Are coming. I'm so scared. Anyway, we don't have to talk about that right now.
Don't say it.
This is for this is a safe space. This is not what you come to Lethal for.
Sorry.
No, we don't want to get too lethal.
Yeah.
I'm scared. No. But I'm really excited to hear Danny because Danny knows everything.
I just like I really like Norm, and this is like performing Norm. I mean, I already saw him perform. Is this like round two of the Norm tour? I guess it is.
Yeah.
And I'm just really excited. I'm like, I listened to a lot more Schaaf since the last time that I saw Andy. So I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. Norm is like, I don't know, Norm has grown on me in a way that his other albums haven't quite. It's like, I wasn't expecting it to really become my favorite of his, but it has.
Has it grown like a moss or like a lichen or like a mycelium?
I would say more like mycelium. Like a sunset creeping over your body and just enveloping you.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
I definitely started liking it a lot more after like listening to it on Mila's dad's record player in like at like 10 a.m. in a morning with like in a living room where the light comes in like all around, and just having that playing was really like, especially like the song Sunset, all of those very very vibes.
Exciting. Well, if you have a ticket, dear listener, this is your chance to experience this energy.
And we gave away two tickets.
We did. To two very lucky people.
To
one very lucky people.
If you're that lucky person, congrats. And maybe if you listen to Lethal Refresh or any other of the programs, you can get tickets.
It might happen again, but we don't have much time, so let's get to these tracks.
Okay,
we gotta show the listeners what we've got.
We might play an advertisement or two before that, if that's all right.
What if it's not?
What if we'll play?
What if I say no?
If you say no, I'm fine with that. We don't have to play an advertisement.
Let's keep talking.
We can just talk. We can talk over the advertisement.
Yeah.
We can
that
play.
That would be really pleasant.
We could just play a couple more songs and the advertisements can come later, because I'm liking where this is going. And there's actually like a lot of songs I do want to play. So
I'm really excited about the Alice Lunky Gow Danny Brown one.
Oh, yeah. Let me move that. Let me move that John up. I'll move it with
Betty up top.
The other famous artist. Before we get to that track, we have two more tracks from We Are No Longer Human. But a little single called Sphere, We Are No Longer Human, is a band. I forget how I found them, but We Are Only Human Once. That's what they're called. They're a band. I kind of like them. And then another favorite, I don't speak Spanish, so I'm sorry, but Mis Sueños Son de Tu Adios, which is a screamo band from Argentina. And they do a lot of really good splits.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. If you know 44 Caliber Love Letter or some other like screamo bands that are making a lot of ground right now, you might have heard them. I think they did a thing with Paranol. They did a thing with Burial Etiquette, which Jay loves. They've done a lot of splits.
I've played Burial Etiquette a few times.
We're going to listen to that as well. It's a pretty short track. And then we will continue on.
Play it and they will come.
Yay!
this beat, and I fuck with it. I love it. Every part, like, I'm out of this head, like, all the time. I'm like,
what do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE. Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
What you prepping for, big guy?
I'm prepping for the apocalypse, the Y2K 2.
Dude, whoa.
Apocalypse. Yeah.
The end times. I'm prepping for Armageddon.
I bought a big bucket of slop, of nutritional slop, that I will survive on for the next 50 years.
Dude, when the year 3000 hits, I'm going to be prepared.
Well, yeah.
Very quickly, apparently my brother, many years ago, 17 years ago, was asking, he was like a scared little Christian boy, and was asking my mom when Armageddon would come, and she, for whatever reason, went, about 17 years. It's been 17 years.
We're there.
Yeah. So according to my mom, Armageddon might be this year. So
maybe Armageddon was the kids turning gay. They're like, that's when it's gonna happen. No,
I'm just waiting for the portal in the sky to open and all the
trumpets.
Aliens to come through, and it's just like, it's done. We're done with this.
Yeah, it'd be funny if it was just like a. Like I always think about that. What if it's just like right?
First sign is the trumpets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, like, what is it? Like, animals walk around their heads off? I can't remember. I used to watch Supernatural,
I could tell you all of this.
But this is not a religious broadcasting channel. This is a lethal broadcasting channel. And we got some lethal songs. And we got some pretty, two pretty big artists are finally, I don't know if they're finally coming together, but this is one of, this is a song of them coming together.
They're home slices.
We have. In ring one, we have.
On the left side of the ring, we have Alice Long, Yu Gao.
And on the right, the returning champion.
Danny Brown! Woo!
This is huge. This is a big collaboration. This might be so big, it might, like, cause the apocalypse. We don't know.
I feel like I remember Alice Long, Yu Gao mentioning that she was going to collab with Danny Brown at some point.
They've definitely posted about it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, that they're friends and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they're finally in the studio.
I kind of forgotten it was coming, but it's here.
Yeah, it really is here. And another thing that has been on the horizon for a while and has finally dropped is Exousia. I don't know how to say it. It's the new FKA Twigs, as we were talking about before, the new FKA Twigs album that I know our friend Inez at Gobstopper has a very interesting opinion of it about like what it is culturally, but apparently it was, oh no, wait, this is a single for it. I'm sorry. It's coming
just
out soon.
Yeah.
But apparently it was devised in a club bathroom in, I can't remember, like some European country like Netherlands. FKA Twigs wrote it in their notes app and was like, I'm going to make an album that's about club
that's
culture.
Pretty metal.
Yeah. So,
on the tail of Brat Summer.
Yeah, too. right on the tail of Brat
it's
Summer.
Sad timing, but it's okay.
Yeah,
it'll be good.
This is like the dark, evil Brat Summer. This will be like the Brat Summer when the night has gone too far. Maybe I don't know, but
after party,
right after the Crow. This is the post Crow. Wait, yeah, because FKA Twigs was the second part of Crow, right? That movie. No.
Oh yeah,
Beats Me.
Yeah, with Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, and the dialogue was very like funny.
Yeah,
it's definitely giving like Joker. But let's play these tracks because we only have 50 more minutes till the legend himself, Chris Horrific, comes with Parts Unknown.
Yeah, Parts Unknown.
We're so excited. Okay,
hype.
Let's hear this bombastic collaboration between two titans.
Let's hit it.
Troop song, I don't need a home. Like that papa, I'm a rolling stone. Seeking peace, so leave me alone. I'd rather be alone. I keep it bottled like I sell cologne. Don't need nobody help, so I'ma do this on my own. I grown up, learned to take everything with a grain of salt. Found who I was when myself got lost. And now I'm off that. On to better things, but my mental health. I learned to only hurt myself when didn't ask for help. So now I take them steps, rebuilding what's left. Flying high through the sky, bird without a nest.
Wait till I am strong. I will make my nest from something real. I'll get by. Wait till I am stronger. I will trade those twigs for wood and steel. I'll get by. Wait till I will make my nest from something.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Guten Tag.
Good morning.
As I tip my Peaky Blinders cap on, good evening to you. We just heard two really cool tracks. We heard Bird Without Nest with Alice Longu Gao and Danny Brown. That was awesome.
Mm, the mix on that like blew me away.
Not to get confused with this Danny right here.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
wasn't my work.
2D Dogs.
Can you come on the remix?
I could get it. If maybe if they reached out to me, maybe I'd consider it.
Your team would talk with their
team. My team, yeah. Yeah, we could have some conversations about that. But that was absolutely flames, especially when Danny Brown came on with his verse.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that either. Like, I usually expect Alice Longa Gao tracks to be more like bombastic, so I wasn't expecting it to be so like airy, calm, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But then the Danny verse comes in and it just like kicks off. Mm-hmm. Like the murder kicks in. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was really nice. And then we also heard Exousia, which was a single from FKA Twigs, which was nice. It was a little light.
It was very light.
Very airy. Interesting choice for a single. Usually people choose like...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I wonder what the rest of the album will be.
Mm-hmm. But it was doing a lot of things, no doubt.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think we're almost at a close, right?
We are almost at a close.
And Chris Horrific will play. But we do have two more tracks. We'll see if we can get through two tracks.
Yeah.
If not, you know.
We'll see.
We're loose, you know. It's okay. You've listened. It's amazing.
I don't know if I want to.
Oh, we said that.
Confirm or deny.
Yeah, but.
Thank you, Mr. Ewan.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to make no comments on that.
Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth. We have. So, who's familiar with Jamie XX? There's this famous album cover with with this colorful little square. I don't know if anyone's familiar with this colorful little square.
I've seen that, but I'm not sure if I'm familiar per se.
Yeah, well, I've seen it too. If you know who Jamie XX is, I heard them a lot in clubs. They play a lot in like clubs, like electronic music. And anyway,
maybe I need to know who this is.
Jamie XX has a new album, the song is called "The Feeling I Get from You." This new album is called "In Waves." It's like the same design, but instead of the rainbow, it's like one of those optical illusion waves. Mm-hmm. And after that, we have "New Bright Eyes," Connor Orbst,
yeah.
Heartfelt. We have from the new album "Five Dice," all threes is "Trains Still Run on Time." So, I think we'll do that, and I think we'll also maybe do a send off. Yeah.
If we got the time,
yeah,
we'll be hearing us again.
Yeah,
you lovely sweethearts.
You'll be hearing.
I'll check my watch in the interim.
Yeah, we'll check our big grandfather clock that we have in the CITR office. But if the clock rings one, with one dong,
it does. And shout out to Jay, who is a core member of Lethal, mm-hmm. who is listening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jay actually added that FKA Twigs track.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
But let's go on, I guess. Okay, bye bye.
Hi, this is Jessica.
And this is Jay from the band Energy Slime.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver, BC.
That's where we live.
I'm certain that I'm certain, not uncertain, and inserting, no more hurting, not its mistake.